The Gemara Masechta Bechairis Daf Lamed discusses the issue of Choshed, somebody who's suspect. And this is a very important concept in Halacha. In fact, there's a whole simen in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Yotes, that discusses the Halachas of Choshed. And given that these Halachas are very critical in every area of halacha, particularly in the area of kashrus, we're going to spend, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, some time discussing these halachas. The basis of these shiurim are from a sefer called Oil Yaakov. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us that if somebody is a choshed, who's suspect of eating foods that are not kosher, whether it's foods that are asa midaraisa, whether they're foods that are asa midrabanan, he's not a person that we could rely on regarding the kosher status of a food, and we can't eat at his home or rely or buy foods from him based on his saying that it's kosher. The Daki Tshuva gives two explanations to identification of who is a choshed. So, somebody is an Amoritz who doesn't know halacha. So even though we haven't seen him do something wrong, but the fact that he's not familiar with the halacha makes him Tamaritz, and once, which our Gemara keeps on referring to, and once he's identified as Amoritz, we need to be concerned about the status of his food. The next category of a choshed is not that the person is an Amoritz, he's knowledgeable in the halacha, but we know we've seen him not be careful. We've seen him eat chalev, even though he knows the chalev is also midaraisa. And of course, it has to be a situation that we know he did it, not because he was an oinus. For example, he had to take it as a medicine, or he had no other food available. Then, even if one could argue on his halachic decision that he may eat it, but we're saying he ate it because not because he could care less about the halacha. He ate it because he thought it's mutter. But if he ate it because he just disregards the halacha, that is considered a choshed. The Daki Tshuva quotes the Sefer Beis Shloima, Yerideya Simen Yud Zayin. We don't need to have Adam tell us that we saw this person do something wrong. A chashash that he did something wrong is enough. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same. As long as there's a strong call, there's a strong rumor that this person is not careful in halacha, he's considered a choshed. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we can't just accept every rumor. And therefore, if it has to be a substantiated rumor. The Kav Chaim says that even though normally there's a cloud throughout Shas, Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha, a person can't make himself into a Rasha, a person is not believed to say he did an Aveira. For these halachas, that a person says, I'm not careful about kashrus, we accept what he says, and he becomes a choshed. The question is, how many times do we have to see that the person did something wrong that he should fall into the category of a choshed? The Shach in Sifkot Mvov seems to hold that even if he just did it once, he's considered a choshed. And so too says the Chava Chaim. However, there are others. There are other Paiskim Chachmas Adam that wants to differentiate between a mumer and a choshed. That a mumer, you don't become just with one time. But a choshed, you become even with one time. The Darkei Tshuva wants to differentiate between an Issa D'Raisa and an Issa D'Rabbanan. By Issa D'Raisa, it's one time. By Issa D'Rabbanan, requires three times. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, takes a more lenient approach, and he says that just because you see somebody did an Aveira once, he maybe fell in, but he only is considered a Choshed if he's Rogel, if this is the way he does it all the time. What is the Halacha if I don't know the status of this person? I see a person, I don't know if he's a chasher or not. The Shach seems to hold that every Jew has a cheskes kashrus, and if I don't know that he did something wrong, the halacha is we can be lenient. And that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah takes a stricter opinion, and the Ramah's opinion is that we can't rely on anybody until we know he's muchsuk bekashrus, even though we don't have any reason to say that he's a choshed. And the Shach seems to follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz follows the opinion of the Ramah, and the Taz adds another important point. He says, in the world of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Shach and the Taz, most people were religiously observant. Unfortunately, nowadays, that isn't the case. And therefore, since nowadays there are so many people who are unfortunately not observant, we shouldn't buy from anybody who, unless we know that they are muchsik bekashrus. And so too says the opinion, that is the opinion of the Chachmas Adam, that we shouldn't buy meat and wine and different food items unless we know that the person is muchs bekashrus. And the Chachmas Adam adds another point. The Chachmas Adam adds that even if a person maybe is observant, the people who are unfortunately not careful about lifnei evil esite michshol. And therefore, even if they're nemo, even if they maybe are observant, they may not be that careful in what they sell to other people. On the other hand, even though we're following, it seems, the opinion of the Ramah and the Taz and the Chochmas Adam, that the person has to be a muchs bekashrus, the Pais can point out, the Aruch HaShulchan makes this point, that a muchs bekashrus means that he acts like a religious Jew. He puts on talis tefillin. He davens. That is a person who's a muchs bekashrus. Even if we don't know, or even if we do know, that he isn't necessarily familiar with every fine detail of every halacha. Moreover, the Paiskim say that it could be that, as I said a moment ago, the Shach would agree that Bizman Hazeh, where there's such a concern, we shouldn't buy food only from somebody who's a muchs bekashrus. I also saw that there's a Takonis Achroinim. In the history of Klal Yisrael, there was a organization called the Vad Abba HaRotzis, which was the Kehillah of all of Klal Yisrael. And there's a takana from the Vad Abba HaRotzis not to buy food from any Jew, even if he's muchsik bekashrus, unless he has a hechsher from a reliable organization. And the only time we could be Mako, says the Beis Hillel, is if a person is a muchs bekashrus, and he says he has a hechsher, but he can't produce his hechsher certificate. So then we could be reliable, we could rely on him. But without a hechsher, we should not purchase from anyone. And Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos Hanhagos Chelek Beis, Siman Shin Ayin Zayin, says, why was this kula established? He says, because even if the person is a muksa bekashrus, people have a tendency where they rationalize, especially when it's a question of losing money, and therefore the only way we could be certain that the food was prepared in a halachically permissible manner is by having an independent hechsher making that evaluation. And therefore, the paiskim amakpid, unless the person who's selling you the food, you know, and prepared the food all by himself, so it's really more like eating in his house. Otherwise, you should not buy any food without a hechsher.